Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Everyone has said things they wish they didn't say. Everyone has done things they wish they didn't do. So who's next? Who will the cancel culture attack next?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was in the chamber, unlike AOC, that faked her outrage with another hoax.
My brain was able to have so many thoughts in that moment.
You not only have great intellectual capacity, you have great personal courage. I've been with some of you when we've been shot at.
No, nope, no way, I'm not buying it.
I lived a situation like that. And it doesn't have to be real, the threat, for you to believe it's imminent.
You believe.
Real.
Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us today, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Christopher Plummer was not in the death pool. So the death pool continues. 844-500-4242. I want to go right to what I think is the most appalling story of the day. It's a local story. Charlie Parker was elected governor of Massachusetts in 2014, campaigning against an automatic gas tax increase that had been passed by the legislature, and it was on the ballot as a referendum question. And it was, and in spite of being outspent 30-1, the taxpayers prevailed in fairly handy fashion. I think it was 54-46. And he married that, and those of us who were involved, including Holly Robichaud, was just on, and Jeff Deal, and myself, and a bunch of other, we won by more than 100,000 votes. Charlie Parker won by 40,000 votes. He rode our coattails to victory. He rode your coattails to victory because a lot of you went out and got the signatures and held signs to stop the automatic gas tax increases. So that was what, 7 years ago, right? So 7 years later, he has a hack working for him who says, and we have it on tape, that we have to break your will, meaning you and me and everybody who drives, everybody who heats their homes with anything. He wants to break our will, a Rhodes Scholar. It's unbelievable. He's paid $130,000 a year to try to screw the taxpayers of Massachusetts. And he's openly bragging about it at an out-of-state conference. He doesn't even say it to our faces. He goes to Vermont and says he's going to screw us. You got to listen to this.
I must break you.
This guy's name is Dave Ismay, $130,000 a year. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and he lives in Chestnut Hill. So I assume he drives a donkey to work every day, right? And, you know, digs up peat bog to heat his home in Chestnut Hill. He's a real man of the people, this guy, Dave Ismay. Okay, so let's hear him. This is a couple of weeks ago. To a Vermont climate conference. He's bragging about his plans to screw the taxpayers who pay his exorbitant salary.
You know, one thing that we found through our analysis is that 60% of our emissions come from, as I have been starting to say, you and me, except you guys are in Vermont. 60% of our emissions come from residential heating and passenger vehicles. So let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person across the street, the senior on fixed income, right? There is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at, turn the screws on, and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will. Right? I can't even say that publicly. What I'm trying to say is,
we have to break your will. Again, this guy is a pampered puke. saying he has to break our will. And are you a fixed? Are you a senior on fixed income? He's going to break your will. Why should you have your thermostat at 65 degrees? This Rhodes Scholar from Chestnut Hill. Oh, by the way, he's not really from Massachusetts. We got his phone number. He has a cell phone from the 510 area code. You know what that is? That's Berkeley, California. That's where he's from. That's where he went to law school. Berkeley, California. He's like some 10-pot third world dictator. He ought to have epaulets on his shoulders. We have to break your will? That's what he's saying? Imagine if Trump had ever said something like that. We have to break your will. Unbelievable. So, and Charlie Parker, though, Charlie Parker, he's not concerned about this. He loves the guy. He's another pampered puke from this pampered puke administration. They're all in bed together. The guy is the undersecretary of climate change. You might as well call him the undersecretary of virtue signaling. I've invited him to be on the show today to discuss how he plans to break our will. I said, before you go back to your third world hellhole, or I didn't say hellhole, I used another word. I said, why don't you come on and tell us, us from Massachusetts, how you blow-in drifter, are planning to break our will. It really bugs me. I don't get angry easily, but this kind of overweening smugness and pomposity. This is a religion. You understand? This is just they have the right under the First Amendment to have any religion they want, but they don't have the right to burn us at the stake. And that's what they want to do. How are they any different than jihadists? They want to shut down everything. And they have no real scientific basis for any of this crap. They just pick and choose. So here's Charlie Parker when he's told that, he's got a guy that he's paying $130,000 a year who says he's going to break our will. Here's what he says. Cut one.
I saw the video this morning. Lieutenant Governor and I both did. Followed up with Secretary Theoretis. First of all, no one who works in our administration should ever say or think anything like that, ever. Secondly, Secretary Theoretis is going to have a conversation with him about that. And third, one of the main reasons we didn't sign the climate bill when it got to our desk was now because we were specifically concerned about the impact it was going to have
on
people's ability
tax,
to pay for many of the
gallon.
Pieces that were in it, which means it also doesn't
cents.
Represent administration policy or position.
So here you have Charlie Parker, the governor, Harvard, lives in Swampscott, $250,000 a year, hasn't missed a paycheck. He is going to have a discussion with Climate Katie, the Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs. She lives in the Bosque Dell of Arlington, the People's Republic of Arlington. She went to Dartmouth College. She makes $170,405.81 a year, hasn't missed a paycheck. And then she's going to have a talk with this guy, David Ismay, who is a Rhodes Scholar, who lives in the Bosque Dell, the exclusive suburb of Chestnut Hill, and makes $130,000 a year and hasn't missed a paycheck. And they're going to all discuss the best way that they can break our will. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just swell? 844-500-4242. This just really bugs the hell out of me. I can't tell you how irritated this makes me to have. And they're not going to fire him. And I guarantee you, as Holly said, if it snows on Sunday night, as is predicted, this guy will be a non-essential employee. He won't be there. It's so crucial that he be there saving the climate, the Rhodes Scholar, that he won't show up for work on Monday. And neither will Climate Katie, by the way. But they want to jack up all of your heating costs and all of your gasoline bills. They want you to pay 30. It isn't enough that Charlie Parker in the last year has destroyed one out of every 11 jobs in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. His disastrous hackerama Department of Public Health has done no regulation of the nursing homes, and one out of every eight nursing home patients in the Commonwealth is dead. We have the highest nursing home death rate in the country, the third highest overall death rate in the country. And their solution is to raise gas prices by 38 cents per gallon. It's amazing. I am nostalgic for Deval Patrick and M. Stanley Dukakis. Has there ever been a more catastrophic, calamitous governor than this guy? And now he has a guy, and he's not going to do anything about it. I give you the quote again. We have to break your will. We have to break your will, meaning people who drive cars and who heat their home with fuel oil or natural gas, which is everybody. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on this. We're not going to spend the whole day on this, but I had to get it off my chest. It's just so appalling. And we have to get rid of these people. I mean, we have to eject them in the 2022 elections. You Charlie Parker cannot, or Karen Pay to Play Polito, they cannot be allowed to have another term. They've already destroyed the state. The state is on its knees. And their plans are to turn up the heat, so to speak. All right, 844-500-4242. Great news, the Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temperatures. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day are going to China instead of the U.S. Isn't that great? Now there is a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means the prices are going up even more. They're going to break us. They're trying to break us, as Charlie Parker says, his people. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England this past week. It's been snowing. It's hard. The weather is wretched. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. Taylor can tell you, right,
well,
Taylor?
I don't know if Howie's going to need it tonight, considering how heated he is, but if somebody's trying to break your will, this is definitely the heater for you. You can take it from room to room. It's very easy and intuitive to use, and you just set it and forget it. It's a beautiful piece of machinery.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now, and you will need to pay close attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $50 off the sales price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is the second time that you have laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. For all your house odors, you need the Eden Pure air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and with code word Howie, the Thunderstorm, which I'm holding in my hand right now on the social media, is available for under $90 and shipping is free. It's Super Bowl weekend, so we needed a Super Bowl type question. Taylor, what is our Super Bowl type question?
Who is Joe Biden rooting for on Sunday? The Chicago Cardinals, the Houston Oilers, the Dallas Texans, the Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, or the Boston Patriots?
I threw in Boston Patriots so we could dump on Ed Markey again. He still thinks their name the Boston Patriots. I'm going to say he's rooting for the Chicago Cardinals because they've been out of business longer than any of those other teams, as long as those
Mr.
other
President,
teams.
American history was made last night. The Boston Patriots won the Super Bowl.
I know that. I'm going to get some messages on the text line and say, They weren't the Chicago Cardinals. They were the St. Louis Cardinals before they were the Arizona Cardinals. But before they were the St. Louis Cardinals, they were the Chicago Cardinals.
So
right?
48% say the Chicago Cardinals. 32% say the Boston Patriots. 10% for the Dallas Texans.
Dallas Texans are now the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. That's just a joke type of question. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Chill says 860. You live in Florida. I pay taxes in Massachusetts, though, still. And I live in Massachusetts 6 months out of the year. So, and, you know, I didn't, I guess I did drift into Massachusetts when I was a kid, but I was born in New England. I was born in Maine, which used to be part of Massachusetts. Let's see. 508 says, I can't believe so many people sign up to be treated like this. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Let's see. Looking at this guy, he couldn't break a toothpick, let alone mind our will. Maybe we should burn whale oil. Jay from Chelsea says, sure, you're mad as hell, but mad enough to make you move to Florida? 617. Here's what, 207. I live in Maine. Just raised my thermostat to 74 degrees. And again, if you're a seasoned citizen living on a fixed income, this guy's coming after you. You know, he figures you're a stationary target. You can't run away, I guess. I guess that's what he figures. So you're just going to sit there and take it. You're not going to be able to. You're going to have to take. You want to go to a doctor's appointment? You'll have to get on a bus, okay? And just buy some more sweaters. Knit some mittens to wear. Because because we have to save the planet. I'm sure he's not. I wonder what kind of car Dave Ishmael has got. We know what kind of car Charlie Parker's got. He's got a state police vehicle. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I am so bull bleep with this guy. The conversation with him should be, you're fired.
Right.
What is this puke doing in our administration? I mean, Charlie Baker got to be the most spineless jellyfish governor there ever has been.
We have to break your will. I mean, is he from Venezuela? I know he went to college at Berkeley. I mean, again, that's where he picked up this third world crap. But, you know, what the hell? Why do we have to pay him? He's living in Chestnut Hill. Do you live in Chestnut Hill? You who he wants to break your will? Emil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Emil.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I'm just making a point that, you know, listening to you, listening to other radio talk show hosts, I don't even watch Fox News anymore or any alternative because I'm a common sense driven person, and we are in a post-political America. We're in a post-one citizen, one vote America. So where does public opinion matter anymore in this? And I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom.
I agree.
I'm a reality-based person.
You know, Emil, I thought the same thing Bob did. When I saw this morning, I thought, well, this guy's going to be gone by this afternoon. You can't get away with telling people when you just blew into the state a couple of years ago, we have to break your will. But he's okay. He's fine. He's part of the pampered puke class that runs this state.
Exactly. He won't be touched. The Democrats and the media and the intelligentsia and the elite class, they're never going to give up the presidency again. There's always going to be some special way that this is all going to always work out in their favor. And so, again, look, because I am a reality-based person and I'm common-sense-driven, you know, my purpose here is to say, you better just learn to go along to get along, because unless somebody is willing to fight, and I'm not trying to incite, Lord knows I don't want to be tracked down, but unless someone's willing to stand up for the Republic, it's over at this point. And
I know. We just got to keep pushing ahead, though. And again, it's very frustrating that people can get away with saying crap like this. I mean, why is this guy on the payroll in the first place? The undersecretary for climate change. Can we rename him the undersecretary for virtue signaling? The undersecretary for hot air? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have to break your will. Imagine if Donald Trump had had an appointee who said, we have to break your will to the American people. But Charlie Parker stands behind this guy. Two peas in a pod, along with Climate Katie. In addition to going to UCal Berkeley Law School and being a Rhodes Scholar, he's also a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, believe it or not. He didn't spend much time in the Navy, but that's pretty scary right there, that a guy in the who comes out of an elite military school believes in basically this kind of third world talk about breaking your will, breaking the will of the people next who live across the street from you and who are on fixed incomes. I mean, could the guy be any more filled with hatred and rage for people who actually work for a living, who haven't had everything handed to them, like him and Baker and Climate Katie, the environmental secretary? Not everybody got handed. Not everybody has a trust fund, guys. Some people have to actually fill up the car, and it hurts them to have to pull out a $20 bill or two $20 bills to fill up. They don't get a check every month from the trust fund Pater and Mater set up for them. I know that's hard for Charlie and Climate Katie and Dave to understand, but that's the reality. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Howie, the first one is every time I get up in the morning, I get up, you know, in the bathroom, shave, shower, whatever, and I look in the mirror and I say, you're the one that voted for this guy. And I did. And I went to the Hard Rock Cafe with Kuna, and I went to rallies to support this guy. And I know I voted for him. And it's worse than knowing that I voted for my president and I never got my vote counted.
I know, Bruce. I mean, it's one of the worst votes I ever made in 2014. I didn't vote for him in 2018. He was already bad, but he's so much more terrible now than he was in 2018. I don't blame you. 860, maybe Parker will give the guy a promotion or a raise. Probably he will. I mean, he's proud. He's proud that he would say. I love the fact, too, he says, no one in my administration should say something like that. So, you know, Michael Kinsley, the old guy from CNN, he's I don't know, he's retired now. But he always used to say, it was the greatest thing he ever said. He said, a gaffe in Washington is when you inadvertently tell the truth. This was a Michael Kinsley gaffe. He told the truth. This is what they want to do. They want to crush the working classes. They want to crush the middle class. You know, the COVID-19, that was one part of it. But this is the other piece, as they like to say, of crushing the middle class in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. 774 says, 68, living on fixed income in a 1999 motorhome. Lucky to have 50 degrees inside when it's 10 outside. Use my 01 car once a week for shopping. No comforts. Well, your will is going to have to be broken. Just ask the Parker administration. Michelle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hey, I don't understand why everyone's so surprised at this, because this agenda's been in place since 1996 when the United States signed on to UN Agenda 21. And
I understand, Michelle, but I mean, isn't it amazing that they're just coming right out and saying it now, that they want to crush the will of the middle class?
Well, I've been talking about a UN Agenda 21 for years, and people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I said, go to the UN website. It's all right there.
I get it, Michelle. 844-500-4240. Let's hear the cut again. Let's hear that whole cut again where he says about going after the people. There's no one else to go after, so we have to go after, he says, the middle. It's basically the middle class.
One thing that we found through our analysis is that 60% of our emissions come from, as I have been starting to say, you and me, except you guys are in Vermont. 60% of our emissions come from residential heating and passenger vehicles. So let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person across the street, the senior on fixed income, right? There is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at, turn the screws on, and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will. Right? I can't even say that publicly. What I'm trying to say is...
You just did say it publicly, you moron. Another Rhodes Scholar, who's a complete moron. And so I guess, you know, since he's proselytizing against heating your single-family home and driving an internal combustion automobile, I guess he doesn't have a single-family home in Chestnut Hill. He probably lives in one of those public housing projects in Chestnut Hill. And I'll bet he must take the Green Line in to Beacon Hill every day from Chestnut Hill. What do you think the odds of either of those being true are? Zero. Zero. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. You know what? Ultimately, we need to put blame where blame is due, and that's on the people that continually vote for these incumbents. I remember, like you said, Baker was on 24/7 on your show, Kuna's show, everybody's show. You know, he was a John McCain. He's playing both sides of the fence. But I'll tell you what, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to make a prediction here, Howie. And if I'm correct, I want to come co-host your show with you, okay?
I don't know about that, but tell me what your prediction is. Thank you. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, since that SOB became the president, I'm paying 40 cents more a gallon for heating oil and at least 30 cents a gallon more for gasoline. And I'll tell you, all they're doing is hurting the lower middle class and the working poor. And the other thing I want to say, those SOBs turned around and forced people on unemployment, and now instead of extending filing to the 15th of July, they're going to want one-third of that money back by the 15th of April. And where the hell are the people supposed to get that money?
Well, there's another story today on the wire about all these. You know, there's been this amazing amount of fraud, billions of dollars in unemployment fraud, and so now people are getting these income tax statements from the state for money that they never got, that they never received. I'm looking for it. Right, I'll find it somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I lost it. So they're being assessed taxes on money that was stolen from them by various fraudsters. It's just a total mess. And again, they don't care. The people that are running the show, whether it's the Democrats in Washington or in this case the rhinos in Massachusetts, they just want to tuck it to people who work for a living or who used to work for a living and are now on a fixed income. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, up in Maine right now. Hey, I just went by a bunch of wind towers. Guess what? They ain't spinning, and the sun ain't shining. So what the hell am I going to plow my friggin' half-mile-long road with? An electric snowplow?
You remember when Donald Trump was talking about how Biden wanted to go to the wind and the solar, and he said, "Hey, let's watch Netflix tonight." And then the wife says, "Oh no, we can't watch Netflix. There, it's cloudy. There's no wind." Right? I mean, what are they thinking of? Do they think that because they are they went to Ivy League colleges and they have a trust fund, and they have a Tesla that they bought with their trust fund, that they don't have to worry about getting gasoline or having no energy to recharge their stupid lithium batteries that are much more polluting than any internal combustion machine? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie, I post on the Globe, and boy, they come at me day in and day out. They're like a pack of wild hyenas. But anyway, I post every once in a while. I say, hey, be prepared. They're going to come for your driver's license someday. If you're 75 or older, they're going to say, hey, turn it in. They got a minimum driving age. They'll have a maximum driving age, and they'll break the will of the older people who are driving their cars and take their licenses away. Then they'll tell them, oh, we've got the finest transportation system in the country. Get on the bus.
Yeah. You know, have you ever said of anyone else, I'm going to break your will? I mean, that thought has never occurred to me. It's not, it, it's, It's not something I want to do. Maybe some of you aren't going to believe this, but my theory is live and let live, you know? And this guy, he's a super lib. He's a card-carrying lefty making $130,000 a year as a hack for doing nothing. And he wants to break my will and your will. And Charlie Parker doesn't see anything wrong with it. Not a damn thing. 508 says, they broke my will. I moved to Florida, $7,700 a year for property taxes and sandwich. That's the Cape. More fees for the beach and the dump. See ya, Mass. See ya, Mass. 844-500-4242. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Didn't California go to all solar,
They're trying to.
And they got brownouts.
Right. They've decided not to clear the forest because it's not natural. So now they're plagued by more forest fires than they've had in a century and a half.
They're going in the right direction, Biden's way.
I know. Why doesn't this guy move back to Berkeley? I mean, that's where his phone comes from. He's from the 510 area code. I mean, things were so wonderful there. You know, I mean, brownouts. They have water shortages, feces on the sidewalk, needles in the gutters, heroin needles in the gutter. You know, well, why did he ever come to Massachusetts to break our will? I don't know why he left. Thanks for the call, Don. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Oh, hi. Listen, let's get back with you all the way to Jerry Williams. But listen, the article you're talking about is New York City. They got scammed for $5.5 billion in funds.
Yeah.
Unemployment funds.
It's happened across the country. You know, it's going on everywhere. You have people are filing for unemployment funds. They're just using other people's social security numbers, birth dates, et cetera, et cetera. And then you don't know that someone's filing under your name until you get a document telling you that you owe one third of that money that this scammer got for income taxes. And then you have the other group, which I wrote about in my column a couple of weeks ago, all these people that are pretending that they have businesses, they're inventing businesses and then taking millions of dollars. There's one group in Ohio that I also printed out a story about. This family, and some of them are from California, and they've set up all these farms that don't exist, like Ohio Organic Berries. They got $7 million. But they're these stories. They're every day there are more of these stories coming out of the U.S. Attorney's Office. I don't know if Biden's U.S. attorneys will prosecute them or not, because a lot of them look like they're undocumented. A lot of the people that are filing these things are undocumented Democrats. It's pretty clear. 844-500-4242. We're all looking for ways to save money, right? Especially now. So let me ask you this. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. That's why when I was shopping for insurance, I used Gabby. This is the time of year we go shopping for insurance. Well, Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. Just link to your current insurance account, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. I'm not really good with computers, but it was fast and easy to get online with Gabby. I had been paying insurance premiums for more than 20 years to a company that I'd never checked. The company had been sold, the original owner had died, and I still never checked to see if there were any new options available to me or new companies in the market. And I was overpaying a lot. I logged in with my current insurance provider. I was shown more than a dozen new quotes, and I was saved over $500 on my car insurance with Gabby. As I mentioned earlier, on average, Gabby customers save $961 per year. I'll bet that would be nice to have in your pocket every year as they try to break your will. If they can't find you savings like they did for me, they'll let you know so you can relax knowing you have the best rate out there. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You're probably overpaying on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. It's totally free to check and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Say what you will about him.
He's a common ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
That's what this guy, this Rhodes Scholar from Chestnut Hill, drifted into the state a few years back. That's what he relies on, a great ball of fire to heat his home. How's that working out on a day when there's no sun? Like, I don't know, maybe today? Great balls of fire. Works in the summer sometimes, but not all the time. So this is Charlie Parker today. Let's play his comment one more time. And again, remember, a gaffe is when you inadvertently tell the truth and you say something you shouldn't have said aloud, which is what Charlie Parker is saying. He shouldn't have said this aloud. Cut one.
I saw the video this morning. Lieutenant Governor and I both did. Followed up with Secretary Theoretis. First of all, no one who works in our administration should ever say or think anything like that, ever. Secondly, Secretary Theoretis is going to have a conversation with him about that. And third, one of the main reasons we didn't sign the climate bill when it got to our desk was because we were specifically concerned about the impact
that's BS. Again, he wants to jack up the gas tax by 38 cents per gallon. That's how much he cares about you and me. He wants to break our will. 844-500-4242. Wasn't it enough, Charlie, to destroy 1 out of 11 jobs, to kill 1 out of 8 people in nursing homes, to get us to number 3 in overall death rate, number 1 in the nursing home death rate? Now you got this guy doing this to us? Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, you know, I'm taking a look at Ismay's house. It's 5 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,000 square feet, $1.3 million. He's renting it for $3,200 a month, and there's no solar panels, Howie.
It's worth $1.3 million, huh?
$1.3 million, built in 1920. Looks like it's pretty drafty, but boy, I bet it's great to hold garden parties there.
Yeah, I'll bet they have some nice soirees in the summer. They go and they all raise their toast and they say screw the deplorables. Can you imagine people actually have to go to work in the morning? And they, when I was at Oxford, you know, it's time. And then Charlie says, I remember my days in Pinnipack, a dorm at Harvard. And then Climate Katie talks about her days at Dartmouth College. Yeah, they're all wonderful. They care so much about the planet and the climate. Katie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Katie.
Hi, Howie. I was just thinking, it seems like the theme of, well, since March of last year has kind of been to break us. It just feels like this ongoing breakage. I don't know. I wish it would stop.
Yeah, I wish it would stop too, Katie. There's a story in Time Magazine. They're basically bragging now about how they fixed the election with all of these lawsuits to allow this mail-in voting, and everybody conspired. All the big lefty businessmen and all the big lefty unemployed types living on their mom's couches. They all wanted to come after the deplorables. They wanted to break our will. I'm Howie Carr.